ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Let everybody stay where they are.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
You having any of it?
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
You know, we always thought he was very special. I don't know why, but we did.
Ladies and gentlemen,
believe me, when he climbs into the ring, he'll have the people falling in the aisles.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the MMA Hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airways, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. Straight up today, we're talking UFC, we're talking Bellator, we're talking MMA for the next hour live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, this past Wednesday night, UFC fight night, looked pretty good fight, but guess what? Wasn't much of a main event. I mean, Luke Rockhold came out being the southpaw that he is and just... he beat Konstantinos Filippou like you wouldn't believe and kicked him in the stomach one time, then kicked him in the liver. I've never seen a kick to the liver knock a guy out. I mean, I've seen punches to the liver. I used to punch around. When I boxed, I always used to go around the guy's right elbow to get to his liver, okay? Or when he lifted an elbow, I would crack him in the liver to let him know. That was my finishing punch as far as going to the body was concerned. It is the most effective punch, I think, in all of combat sports as far as a single punch is concerned. If you hit somebody in the liver right, guess what? They're going to go down. And they're going to be, like, discombobulated because it's not like being hit in the head. If, you know, if you get in the head, you're like, where am I at? Where am I at? No, you get in the liver and your legs just give out from under you and you're sitting there on the grass or on the ground saying, well, what's going on? How did I get here? It was that body shot. Having never been put down by a body shot in my life, I took care of my stomach. Okay, I don't know what that feels like, but I've done it to many guys. Dan Capello, are you out there with your broken ribs? You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Want to say hello to WHBQ. Of course, that is in lovely Memphis, Tennessee. Man, the ribs are so good there. And, of course, that is where Elvis basically broke in. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
How much you put on a game?
Well, I use TomBartonSports.com, and he doesn't ask how much money I put on games. Just puts the winners on the website, and I manage my own money.
You know, I'm the best in the business.
Best in the business? Funny, because TomBartonSports.com just won the 2013 National Handicappers Contest for Best Handicapper in the country, and also won the College Bowl Contest for Best Winning Percentage for College Football. What have you won?
Well, I offer the best price.
Can you beat TomBartonSports.com's price of $99.95 for 30 days of service? No commission, no upgrades, and no extra fees ever? I didn't think so. The rest can talk a good game, but TomBartonSports.com has the awards and reputation to make the scanty cappers go silent. So this year, go with TomBartonSports.com and pay for 30 days of service for what they are charging for just one game.
TomBartonSports.com is an informational site only and does not accept wagers.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it,
Or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
This is actually where Minsu Kim wants to be. This is his only shot, really, to hope to catch Lesnar or something.
And Lesnar already unleashing a series of right hands. But you're right, but look at Lesnar smothering him. The NCAA heavyweight champion, Minsu Kim, probably thinks the like weight of the world
Brock,
is on him right now.
Right now, Brock has just got to breathe. Look how easily he's passing this guard, guys.
And actually did, technically, he did it very well
also. Yes, he did.
Still in half guard, however, and now he'll try to pull that right leg up, but he's content to just start pounding him underneath the arm, over top of the arm. Brock Lesnar definitely in his comfort zone here on the ground against Minsu Kim.
Tell you what, though, guys, he looks like he's been wrestling for ages. He just can't get too high here. That's the one thing when you get them out, if you get too high.
Well, the one thing with Brock is, you know, the center of gravity, man. So he's been there for years. He's done stuff like that. So
Minsu Kim trying to keep him in
top. That's it.
Eating him. Excited here at ringside. Brock Lesnar.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I made them. Yeah, I made them just like a tailor makes a suit of clothes. Yeah.
We come back with the sound of Mod Squad. Great Mod Squad. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts this hour. I had played that Brock Lesnar clip there on purpose because that was his 2008 MMA debut down there in Los Angeles, California. Of course, he went on to become, I mean, he did some good things as far as the UFC was concerned. He won the title, but guess what? He got lit up. He lost the UFC heavyweight title, but the TKO to UFC 121 to the current champion, Cain Velasquez. Of course, that was in October 2010. Then he had that defibrillitis or whatever they call it. He had some stomach issues, had some surgery, came back like almost a year later, 10 months later, and took on Alistair Overeem. Remember him, the steroid king? Anyway, TKO, a kick to the body and punches. That stopped Brock Lesnar on that evening. So he's 5-3 as a pro. He's talking about a return to the UFC. I really don't think the UFC needs him. For some reason, the UFC thinks they are star-starved, and they're not. They just got to develop the stars that they have. They've got great stars. Barreiro's a great star. Uriah Faber's a great star. I can go on and on. And, by the way, I want to bring up the UFC. I'll bring up the top 10 for just a second. But the comeback of Brock Lesnar seems to be the news in the world of MMA this week. The possibility of him returning to the octagon and fighting again in the UFC seems to be, better than 50-50. Do I care? No. Because as it turned out, he didn't like getting hit. I mean, he had a little punk in him. Seriously. When Shane Carwin was beating on him, he turned his face away, tried to hide, turned around and ran. Alistair Overeem, the same thing. So I think although he's 6'5" and 270 pounds or whatever the hell he is, okay, I think he's a bit of a puss. I really do. Brock Lesnar does not have the intestinal fortitude to fight in the world of MMA because anytime the heat's been turned up, he's gotten beat. Frank Mir beat him. Submission by armbar in his second fight. Of course, Frank Mir, good fighter. He'll be in UFC 169, but former UFC heavyweight champion, been in the studio, spent some time with me. He beat guys like Heath Herring, Randy Couture for the UFC heavyweight title, when really Randy was a light heavyweight. Then he beat Frank Mir, and then in a rematch. Then he beat Shane Carwin, and Shane Carwin was almost killing him. He got Shane Carwin in a triangle choke in the, I think it was the second round, yeah. But in the first round, Shane Carwin landed like over 60 or 70 punches on him. The fight should have been stopped. I mean, man, Brock Lesnar was looking for an easy way out. Okay, then he loses to Cain Velasquez, UFC 121, October, as I said, 2010. Then the last fight in the UFC to Alistair Overeem, getting lit up by him in the very first round. He announced his retirement after the fight, went back to the world of fake wrestling and the world wrestling entertainment environment, and he's had these memorable wrestling matches, I guess if you can, with John Cena and things like that. But Al Cena, he really hasn't done a lot. I mean, I watched the numbers jump a little bit. You know, when he came back, numbers jumped a little bit as far as the ratings were concerned when he was involved, but they haven't jumped significantly. Not as much as you would think when a guy's coming from real fighting back to fake fighting, and the fake fighting fans know that he's been a real fighter. So, you know, I mean, he works hard. He punches people hard. I mean, even in this fake wrestling stuff, he works extremely hard. He does. I mean, as far as, you know, inflicting pain or making like he is inflicting pain, he does a good job of that. In fact, he hurts guys when he fights them. He wrestles a little too tough, much like the old road warriors of the 1970s and 80s, okay? But Brock Lesnar making his move or trying to make a move back to the UFC, but he wants, in fact, a big fat guarantee, and I just don't think so. I don't think there's anybody he can beat in the top 10 of the UFC. Put him in with Travis Brown. Yeah, put him in with 6'7" Travis Brown. See what happens then. That'll be the first test. Hey, pal, you want to come back and fight in the big leagues? Fight Travis Brown, 6'7". Just knocked out Josh Barnett with a bunch of elbows. Throws the most vicious elbows to the head from the top I've ever seen in my life. So, do you want to come back? There's a guy you can come back with. Now, I want to mention the UFC ratings. And I got to mention this before I go on and talk about anything else. Okay, this is their pound-for-pound ratings. All right, pound-for-pound. This is as of today. Okay, and you have to realize now that today meaning, you know, January 19th, 2014. John Jones, the light heavyweight champion, is ranked number one. Jose Aldo, another champion, is ranked number two. Cain Velasquez, the heavyweight champion, is ranked number three. Demetrius Johnson, the flyweight champion, 125 pounds, is ranked number four. Chris Weidman, the world middleweight champion, who beat Anderson Silva, knocked him out once and then broke his leg the second time. He's ranked number fifth. Renan Barreiro was taken on Uriah Faber in the next UFC pay-per-view event. That's be February 1st from the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey. He's ranked number six. Number seven, Anderson Silva. What in the hell is Anderson Silva doing in the top 10 after being beat not once but twice and decisively? Had his leg broken when Chris Weidman checked his leg kick with a knee. That's a designed defensive technique. Some people don't like it, but guess what? It's sort of like an illegal block in boxing, illegal block in the NFL, but you know you get away with it time to time, and this is not an illegal move. It's just a devastating move, and obviously it broke Anderson Silva's leg in half down there around the shins, okay? So there's no question about that. Anderson Silva, not a top 10 fighter. Anthony Pettis is ranked number 8th. Benson Henderson ranked number 9th. Ronda Rousey ranked number 10. Johnny Hendricks ranked number 11. Vitor Belfort number 12. Uriah Faber, number 13. I mean, these are pretty good ratings. These are pretty good ratings, with the exception of Anderson Silva. How can you rate a guy in the top 10 that's been knocked out twice? Filling out the top 15, Faber is at 13, as I said. Gilbert Melendez, a former lightweight champion of Strikeforce who was involved in the fight of the year last year with Diego Sanchez. No question about that. If you ever want to see an MMA fight where two guys stand there and just go toe-to-toe, and I mean, just they're going for jackpots after jackpots after jackpots. This is the way to go. Uriah Faber and, of course, Uriah Faber is my guy. But Gilbert Melendez, no question about that. Fight of the year last year with Diego Sanchez. Not fight of the decade. He's ranked number 14. And number 15 is Dominic Cruz. Interesting. Dominic Cruz has been eliminated from the championship spotlight because of injuries. So he can't fight. And we'll see what happens as far as his future is concerned. I think he's got a torn ACL in one leg, and then he repaired that, and he got a torn ACL in the other leg. So he's sort of like history, I think. I really do. I mentioned the fights on Wednesday night on Fox Sports 1, and if you don't know what Fox Sports 1 is yet, it's the old Speed Channel. So some of you have like these cable guides. They came last year or 2 years ago or something like that. Just look at your old cable guide and say, where's the Speed Channel at? Well, that's where you'll see the UFC for the most part. And it's got some boxing as well. We'll talk about Bellator in just a couple of minutes. Of course, Bellator, the AAA Farm Club of the world of MMA, but straight up the world is enamored with the UFC, no question about it. It is the hottest growing sport in the world. They had a fight contest this week with, I think, Australia took on England. I mean, they're having these international bouts for country against country, the ultimate fighter. I mean, who could come up with all these ideas and make them work? Dana White. Dana White, entrepreneur of the year, promoter of the year, successful man of the year. I mean, he's even had some health woes. He had that Meniere's disease. Remember, his balance was off, his hearing was off, all that kind of stuff last year. He's battled back from that. He is the number one executive in the world of combat sports. Some people accuse him of underpaying his athletes. Well, I'm not going to get into that. Okay, but the bottom line is those guys lost $35 million to begin with. I'm talking about the Fertitta brothers, Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta, owners of the Palace Casinos in Las Vegas, Nevada. They lost $35 million before they ever made a dime. Okay, so after they lost $35 million, I said to myself, maybe this UFC thing, maybe it's just not going to catch on with everybody. Then they had the Ultimate Fighter season one, and the world took off. Forrest Griffin and those guys, Forrest Griffin got into that monumental fight, and things just took off. And ever since then, the UFC's been like on a rocket, like headed to Mars as far as ratings are concerned. I mean, last year, some of the ratings fell off a little bit, and I think that had a lot to do with the fact that they moved to this new Fox Sports 1 channel, and, of course, they've got Fox Sports 2 where they air some of the preliminaries of these UFC events, but nobody knows where Fox 2 is on the dial. Nobody. My MMA guys are going, Pedro, Pedro, what channel is it? I don't know. I look it up on the Internet. I mean, that's basically the only way I could watch stuff that's on that Fox Sports 2 channel. But the Fox Sports 1 channel is the former Speed channel, and that's where you'll see most of the UFC fight nights. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Junior Dos Santos, former heavyweight champion of the world, UFC style, wants to come back. Guess what, man? Find another line of work. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 23 minutes past the hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
And now the arm triangle or the side choke and catch wrestling.
He's going to drop that head down lower, flatten out. He's doing a good job of flattening
catch
it out.
Catch wrestling 101. Barnett advances to the final with a first round side choke. It's Barnett versus Cormier for the Strikeforce World Grand Prix Heavyweight Tournament Final.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You cannot be serious.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
The late Curtis Mayfield singing Pedro Fernandez's anthem. Yes, I am often imitated but never duplicated, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. So if you're into MMA or boxing, this is a show you need to listen to. Now, on Saturdays, we go for an hour, and then an hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We split up the hour between boxing and MMA. Then we come with the Sunday show, today's show, the two-hour show. The first hour is about boxing, second hour, this hour, all about the world of mixed martial arts, UFC, Bellator, Invicta, we can go on and on. Former heavyweight champion Junior Dos Santos, he's been on this show in the past. He had a good interview with him, considering his English is not the greatest in the world. You know, it's tough to go from Portuguese. Portuguese to English is really, really tough. Spanish to English is a little easier, but for some reason, guys that speak Portuguese seem to have a tougher time grasping the English language. But, you know, Junior's done a pretty good job of that. He had a little coach in his ear, heard the guy whisper in his ear one answer to one question. But the bottom line is he has fought Cain Velasquez three times for the heavyweight championship of the world. Cain Velasquez, a once-beaten fighter from the American Kickboxing Academy down in Silicon Valley, USA, here in Northern California, a.k.a. San Jose, California. Okay, he's a monster. He's never lost a round. He lost one fight to Junior Dos Santos when he got knocked out a couple of years ago. I mean, a real quick style first round knockout. He went in there injured with a shoulder and a knee problem. And, of course, Junior Dos Santos went in there with a broken foot. But both these guys knew that this was the epic show for them, the debut show on Fox Sports, the big network. I mean, the big network, not Fox Sports, the Fox Network. This was the debut. Of course, it was disaster. Seeing the fight only went like a minute and 7 seconds, and they had no fights to fill, so they sat around the studio and talked back and forth and talk about this and talk about that. It was terribly put together, and I think they realized that. Listen, the UFC's made mistakes, and they've corrected those mistakes. I mean, their first pay per view, I think, it was Vladimir Matushenko and Tito Ortiz for the UFC light heavyweight title. And they purchased 3 hours of satellite time on pay-per-view, and guess what? The card went over, and the fight went over, and nobody got to see the end of the fight. So they've had their problems, you know, and they've had their problems, and they've corrected them. They corrected that problem. I think that the fight with Junior Dos Santos and Cain Velasquez was the first one. Maybe it shouldn't have taken place since both guys were hurt, but both guys did go in there and give it all for the company. The second fight, yikes. I mean, that was a five-round decision win, a five-round decision win for Cain Velasquez, who hurt Junior Dos Santos unbelievably in the first round with boxing 101, a counter right hand over Junior Dos Santos's low left jab. That right hand to the chin with that 4-ounce glove just hurt Junior Dos Santos like you would not believe. He never recovered in that fight. He went on to lose a 5-round decision across the board, okay? Then they had the rubber match. Seeing both guys had won one fight each, and, you know, Dos Santos was considered the second best heavyweight in the world, okay? So they had the rubber match, the third fight. Earlier in 2013, it wasn't pretty. Same type of fight. Cain Velasquez got hurt early on, the first few seconds of the fight. He recovered. He went on to lick Junior Dos Santos like a 50-cent stamp. Just licked him. I mean, you wouldn't believe it. Woo, good. Lit him up like the White House Christmas tree, okay? And they stopped the fight in the fifth round because Junior Dos Santos had taken too much punishment. They probably should have stopped it before then. I can't believe that the Dos Santos corner sent him out after the third round, and let alone after the second round. I mean, why should your fighter go out there in a fight that he's not going to win, that he's already been hurt badly, he's not recovering from getting hurt early on, and they sent him out anyway. I just didn't get it, man. Because once Cain got his head together in that third fight, he beat on Junior Dos Santos like you wouldn't believe. The pictures of Dos Santos in the hospital, I think this fight was in Houston, Texas, okay? The fight, the picture of Junior Dos Santos in the hospital was one of the most gory, horrific pictures I've ever seen after a fight. That's how bad he looked face-wise, okay? And you can imagine what his body looked like, taking all those blows, those kicks, the knees. I mean, you know, Cain Velasquez is the real deal. That's why he is the best fighter pound for pound in the world of MMA. Not John Jones. Sorry, John. You lost once. Cain's lost once. Of course, the one fight that John Jones lost, I think, was to Mark Hamill or Matt Hamill. And he was disqualified in that fight, which, you know, he threw some illegal elbows while the guy was on the ground. So straight up, he's really undefeated. But still, Cain Velasquez has never lost a round in his life. And, of course, looking back at John Jones's last fight, a lot of people thought that Alexander Gustafsson should have got the call. Had he been a bigger name in MMA, he probably would have. But he was an unknown quantity. He was from Sweden. He had fought a lot of, you know, middle-of-the-road guys. But he came in there, and he fought John Jones tooth and nail, and after five rounds, I thought he deserved to have his hand raised. It wasn't raised. Close fight went to the champion. Okay, I can understand that. But now Gustafsson's coming back later this year. We'll talk about that. But I'm telling you, right now, if you want to look at the top 10 fighters in the world, you got to think of Cain Velasquez being number one. Maybe Renan Barreiro being number two. Maybe Jose Aldo being number three. Okay, I mean, those are my top three guys in the world of MMA right now. Just top three off the top of my head. But Junior Dos Santos wanting to come back. He wants to go in May or June, and he wants to fight Alistair Overeem. Alistair Overeem, I think, has a fight on the schedule with Frank Mir. That'll be at UFC 169. Of course, Overeem, the steroid monkey that he is. I mean, we thought for sure that he was on roids. I mean, everybody suspected he went from like a skinny 205-pounder to like this big, bulked-up 250-pounder. You don't gain 35 pounds of muscle not taking steroids, okay? And then the Nevada State Athletic Commission, they said to him, guess what? We'll license you under one condition. And what's that one condition? You take random drug tests when we say. In other words, we call you up in the middle of the night and send somebody over to your house, you've got to pee in the bottle. That's just what you've got to do. So Alistair agreed to that. Then he went to our press conference last year, and he showed up dirty at the press conference. He had testosterone in his system like you wouldn't believe, like 10 times over the normal limit, okay? 10 or 15 times over the normal limit. So he was docked for that. I mean, the Nevada Commission caught him. Keith Kaiser caught him. That's one good thing Keith Kaiser has done, I think, in Nevada, is implemented some drug testing. Not the most stringent drug testing that I would like to see, but he's done well. Of course, he stepped down as the executive director of the Nevada State Athletic Commission a fortnight ago. They are not going to name an interim replacement as of yet. But the drug testing with Alistair Overeem turned out to be a good thing because they caught him when he was dirty, and guess what? He came back, okay? He came back, and he looked like a sort of a pudgy guy, a fat guy. I kid you not. And he got lit up, okay? So he's coming off getting his head beaten in, okay? And he wants to take on Junior Dos Santos if he gets by Frank Mir. Frank Mir is a tough fight. Frank Mir is a tough fight. Frank Mir is in the best shape of his life that he can be, I think, at 31 or 32 years old. But is that enough? Is the rededication factor enough for Frank Mir? Can he fight his way back to the top? That's the big question mark. Some people say yes, some people say no. But still, in everybody's top five heavyweight ratings around the world regarding the world of MMA, the heavyweight division, Frank Mir is in there somewhere in the top five. So Frank Mir going to take on Alistair Overeem, UFC 169. We'll see what happens there. But the 29-year-old Junior Dos Santos, you got to give him a lot of credit for having intestinal fortitude, but sometimes intestinal fortitude becomes ignorance. In other words, when you can't see the writing on the wall, that you're never going to beat Cain Velasquez, that you're always going to be number two, and you'd be number two at such an expense, such the beatings that have been dished out on him. The last two fights, I mean, the two beatings that Cain Velasquez threw on him, they were enough for an entire career, maybe the career of two men. That's how many punches he took. That's how many kicks he took. That's how many moves that Cain Velasquez put on him. Cain Velasquez has basically shut him out in the last two fights, okay? So he's never going to win the heavyweight championship again, and that's everybody's goal if you're a heavyweight fighter. That's why Brock Lesnar wants to come back to the UFC. He wants to win the heavyweight title. He thinks he can beat Cain Velasquez. He's out of his mind. Cain beat him once. Cain will beat him twice. Cain will beat him three times. Cain will beat him four times. Brock, you ain't got it, man. You ain't got it. When you know, below the waist, the intestinal fortitude, you got stones the size of a hamster. But Junior Dos Santos, he has stones the size of basketballs. And he's going to come back and fight Alistair Overeem, he hopes, if Alistair Overeem gets by Frank Mir. I noticed he didn't want to talk about Frank Mir. He only wants to talk about Alistair Overeem. But I think Frank Mir is going to beat Alistair Overeem when they fight at UFC 169. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide. Your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. I want to give props out there to my man, Mark Munoz, the UFC middleweight, of course, a contender. And he went over to Treasure Island in San Francisco, in the middle of the bay between Oakland and San Francisco, held some seminars, raised some money for the storm victims in the Philippines. Listen, that guy is all-around good guy. Mark Munoz, Double M. You can check him out at Mark Munoz MMA. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide as East Bay Soul brings us to the break.
Okay, new kid, here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it, ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free, tippity-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Waiting for settlement or annuity payments but need cash now? Stop waiting years for your money. Now you have a better choice. We're Novation, and we'll pay a large lump sum of cash in exchange for settlement or annuity payments. You get the upfront cash you need and let Novation do the waiting. Call our toll-free assistance line right now and get our free DVD that explains in easy-to-understand terms how you can turn future settlement or annuity payments into cash. At Novation, we've helped thousands of people improve their lives. How? By listening to each customer with respect and tailoring a cash solution that met their individual needs. Let Novation help you too. Call now and get your free DVD rushed to you today. Our specialists are standing by awaiting your call. Call 800-541-0769. That's 800-541-0769. Again, call 800-541-0769. Simply call Novation toll free at 800-541-0769 and get your money when you need it.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, you know, I think that he's becoming a very capable striker, and he's starting to enjoy it. I still don't think that he realizes, you know, high-level striking of the UFC guys. I think that eventually, no matter what happens, he's going to go for a shot and go for a takedown. And then, you know, on the ground, I just don't see him simulating. I think actually fighting Josh Barnett was probably a bad thing for him because he might feel a certain amount of confidence by going to the ground with me. And the difference is, you know, Barnett and I are a little different. Barnett's a great grappler. I just don't think he has the same finishing abilities that I do. I have a who's who on when I catch a hold of a limb. I don't think anybody's going to, you know, whether they like me or not, they're not going to argue about the fact that I don't finish fights when I get a hold of someone.
Tower of Power here, baby. Going back to like 1972, Rick Stevens on lead. Man, Rick is looking good these days, sounding good these days. Got a new album out called Back on the Streets Again after that 36-year stint with the Betty Ford Center. More power to Rick, man. Got to give him some props. Want to give Tower of Power some props as well. The new lead singer, Rick Green's outstanding. We're not going to miss Larry Braggs. And, of course, Larry Braggs is the guy that I sort of introduced to Tower of Power about 14 years ago when he was playing with the Executive Suite. I mentioned that this guy, Larry Braggs, is a pretty good singer. And all of a sudden, Larry Braggs ended up with Tower of Power. I didn't think I had anything to do with it, but I dropped his name, and one and one became two. And Larry Braggs spent the longest tenure as lead singer of Tower of Power of any lead singer in history, like 13 years. Now, earlier, I was talking about the Ultimate Fighter Nations, you know, country against country. Well, I thought it was Canada versus England. Actually, it's Canada versus Australia, and it airs on Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Pacific Time. You want to check out the UFC.com website to find out where you can watch that. You usually watch on UFC.tv, maybe Fox Sports 1. Anyway, the bottom line is the next UFC event will be on Fox Sports 1 tonight. That's Sunday, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Fox Sports 1, the Ultimate Fighter Insider, the Ultimate Insider, that's their gossip show, will be going on. But this Ultimate Fighter Nations, you know, Canada versus Australia, England versus, I think it's great. I think it's fantastic. Another genius move by the great Dana White. No question about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the MMA hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Each and every Sunday, we go for 2 hours. The first hour is boxing. The second hour is MMA. If you'd like to join us and partake in the show, feel free to do so. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The coming up UFC events. Of course, I talked about the UFC fight night this past Wednesday night with Luke Rockhold looking stellar and winning. I mean, just going away, man. You got to give him some props on that. So Luke Rockhold, we'll try to get him on the show. I'm trying to get Uriah Faber on the show next week because in 1 week from 1 week after that, he'll be fighting Renan Barreiro for the title, the 135-pound championship, February 1st at the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey on UFC 169. So I'm trying to get him on the show next week. I really will reach out to him. If he isn't training, if he isn't going crazy, he will spend some time with us hopefully next week. Now, the UFC on Fox, January 25th. And I'm not talking about Fox Sports 1. So you don't have to do a channel search. Fox Sports 2. You don't have to go to the internet. You don't have to watch it in Chinese or from Istanbul or with a Russian language or anything like that. UFC on Fox, January 25th. UFC on Fox 10 now. Benson Henderson, Josh Thompson, both these guys have been in the studio. They both signed my wall of fame outside the Sports Byline Studios here in San Francisco. But Benson Henderson and Josh Thompson vying for the vacant or the interim lightweight championship with the champion Anthony Pettis being hurt right now, so he can't fight. So it's Henderson and Thompson. Henderson lost last year to Pettis for the second time in his career via submission, so the lightweight championship went with it. And then it was going to be Pettis and Thompson, but Pettis got hurt, and now they've replaced it with Benson Henderson and Josh Thompson for the interim title. It'll be a five-round main event. Of course, Benson Henderson, a very good fighter, having lost only twice. Josh Thompson, something like 20-5. He's the real deal as well out of another Silicon Valley fighter down there. But the fight card looks pretty good. Let me run it down to you. January 25th on the big Fox network. You know the one that shows the NFL day with the 49ers, all that kind of good stuff? This is where the MMA and UFC will be January 25th. Benson Henderson, the main event against Josh Thompson for the interim vacant lightweight 155-pound UFC title. Gabriel Gonzaga, looking real good of late. Heavyweight that you need to keep an eye on. You really do. He's like one of those gatekeeper type of guys that can surprise you on any given night. He's taking on Stipe Miocic. So that'll be a heavyweight bout. Lightweight bouts down. Donald Cerrone taking on Andriel Martins. That's a pretty good fight there. I figure Cerrone's going to win that one. Darren Elkins taking on Jeremy Stevens. Then we go to the Fox Sports 1 card. This is the prelims. Alex Cazares and Sergio Pettis. Eddie Wineland's on the card. Chico Camus is on the card. Junior Hernandez is on the card. Mike Rios is on the card. George Sullivan's on the card versus Mike Rhodes. And the one card that will be on the UFC Fight Pass. And then what is the UFC Fight Pass? They're charging $9.95 a month to watch, I think, any UFC event, period. So I'm not into paying $9.95 a month to watch anything. I don't have cable TV anymore. I don't watch HBO as far as subscribing to it. I go to a friend's house or I watch it via other means. I don't have Showtime anymore. I got rid of them both. I thought they were ripping us off. I just didn't think I was getting the shows that I wanted to get. and to have to pay like extra to listen to MSNBC or to have one news channel and things like that. No, I just got rid of the cable. I don't need the cable. I can watch MSNBC online. Anyway, that is the UFC on Fox 10, January 25th. I figured Josh Thompson was going to give Benson Henderson a good fight, but according to my man, Zach Attack Young at ringtalk.com, one of our MMA experts, he says Benson Henderson is a slightly better fighter. Even though Josh Thompson, without a P, has a shot here, Benson Henderson should be the favorite going in. I agree. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're talking MMA and UFC, of course. February the 1st from the Newark, New Jersey Prudential Center. Man, Renan Barrera, the champion, 135 pounds. He's the real deal, folks. This guy can fight. He's taking on Uriah Faber. Uriah Faber, of course, the California kid from Sacramento, California, went to school in Lincoln, California, where the River Rock Casino is. Beautiful place up there. If you ever get a chance to go up to Lincoln, California, the River Rock during the summertime, they throw a concert series that is unparalleled, and I've been in 33 countries around the world, unparalleled. It is incredible, the entertainment they put forth. So I want to give props to the people at Thunder Valley for they treated me well when I was there, no question about that. Renan Barrera and Uriah Faber, February the 1st on pay-per-view. Barrera's going to have to be a slight favorite because he won their first fight, but I think Uriah got hurt in the first fight and he broke his foot or something like that. So, you know, we're going to see what happens here. We got to see what happens, okay? We just have to see what happens. I don't know what's going to happen. I'd like to see Uriah Faber pull off the upset here, and I'm hoping that he does. On the same card, the featherweight champion, Jose Aldo. Don't call him Jose. Call him Jose. Taking on Ricardo Llamas. Any fight that Aldo's in, he's in the top 10 pound for pound as far as MMA fighters are concerned. Any fight that he's in, he's the favorite. There's no question about it. And the aforementioned Frank Mir, who we just heard a couple of minutes ago talking about Daniel Cormier not being big enough to beat him. Well, Daniel Cormier went on to beat him decisively over three rounds. Frank Mir didn't get going until the third round, landed a few good kicks. Frank was sort of in that five-round mode, that championship mode. Well, guess what? You got a three-round fight. You got to get things over with quick, early. And Daniel Cormier was the better fighter that night, and he beat Frank Mir on a decision. But Frank Mir is going to take on the steroid queen. The steroid king. Alistair Overeem. Of course, Alistair Overeem, the former Strikeforce champion, as I said earlier, the guy that went from 205 skinny pounds to 255 muscle-bound pounds in like a minute, like overnight. He just did it. I mean, holy cow, you saw him one day, you saw him 6 months later. What the hell happened? Much like Barry Bonds. Remember Barry Bonds, that chump that used to play baseball for the SF Giants? Yeah, out of Sarah High School. I covered him when he was in high school. From my college newspaper, he was an a-hole then. He was an a-hole his entire life with the media. And guess what? He never deserves to be in the Baseball Hall of Fame. He used steroids. There's no question about it. Everybody knows it. We've seen the documentation. We've heard his girlfriend. We heard the shrunken testicles, all this kind of stuff. She laid it all out there. Okay. And then we found the pieces of paper in the Balco garbage cans that the FBI found. So Barry's dirty as dirt. He can't clean dirt. That's what Howard Cosell used to talk about boxing. I said, can you clean up boxing? You can't clean dirt. Well, my point, you can't clean Alistair Overeem. He is dirt. And he's taking on Frank Mir, the former UFC heavyweight champion. I want to slightly favor Frank Mir here. I think Frank Mir is the harder striker. I think Frank Mir, that once he gets a hold, he talked about it earlier. Once he gets a hold of a limb, it's all over. Frank Mir, it leads, I think, as far as UFC heavyweight division is concerned, wins via submission, wins via knockout. He's got all kinds of records in the heavyweight division. He is the former champion, Frank Mir. We wish Frank Mir the best of luck against the steroid queen, the king, Alistair Overeem. On the same card, flyweights, John Lineker is going to take on Al Bagulinov. Okay, that's a flyweight bout, 125 pounds. Then we go to lightweights, 155 pounds, James Farner, pretty decent fighter, take on Abel Trujillo. Then we switch over to the Fox Sports 1 network, okay? And we'll watch John McAdese take on Alan Patrick. Chris Carrizal's on the card, taking on Danny Martinez. Nick Catone's on the card, taking on Tom Watson. That's in a middleweight fight. Another lightweight fight is Al Laquita taking on Kevin Lee. Now, this UFC Fight Pass, if you have this Fight Pass, and I'm not really deep into it, all I know is they want $10 a month. Okay, $10 a month, and I think that throws the pay-per-views in as well. I'm not sure. But right now, Clint Hester is going to take on Andy Enns in a middleweight bout on this UFC Fight Pass. The lightweight bout will be Tony Martin against Rashid Magomedov, and the welterweight battle that will open the card will be Neil Magny taking on Jassan Umalov. So that is, man, that's going to be a good, good card. No question about it. UFC 169, of course, topped by Uriah Faber, the California kid. And I really have to give Uriah Faber some props here. I think he's got a hell of a chance. He went into the first fight hurt. And you know what? Of all the guys that I've dealt with in the world of MMA, some guys are smart. Other guys are intelligent. Some guys are brilliant. Well, Uriah Faber is somewhere between intelligent and brilliant when it comes to MMA. He knows what he has to do. He knows how to prepare for fights. He is a veteran. He's like 32 or 33 years old. He is a veteran. He knows exactly what he's doing. Former World Extreme Cage Fighting Champion. Okay, dropped down in weight to 135 pounds. He says he can make 135 without a problem, you know, and I wish him the best of luck. But he's got a tough, tough guy standing across from him, and Renan Breo hasn't lost, like, I think since, like, 2005. Serious, like, almost 10 years he hasn't lost a fight. But, you know, February 1st just might be different. UFC 169 only on pay-per-view. Now, once again, I'll go through the weight classes because some of you keep sending me, I keep getting emails time and time again. What are the weight classes in the world of mixed martial arts? Well, I'll tell you the weight classes as far as the UFC is concerned. They start off with the flyweight champion. Of course, that is 125 pounds, Demetrius Johnson, 135 pounds, the aforementioned Renan Breo. Featherweight's 145 pounds, lightweight's 155 pounds, welterweight, the fight title that GSP gave up, and of course, Johnny Hendricks is going to fight for the vacant title. We'll talk about that in just a minute. That's 170 pounds. Middleweight is 185 pounds. And, of course, heavyweight, light heavyweight is 205 pounds. Anything above 205 and under 265 is heavyweight. And the UFC does have one women's division. It is called the UFC Bantamweight Division, of which Ronda Rousey is the champion, of course. And she's hot right now. I mean, she beat Miesha Tate, and a lot of people didn't like the way she came off and the Ultimate Fighter show leading up to that season 18 when she was a co-captain of one of the teams and Miesha Tate was the other co-captain. They were flipping each other off. They were calling each other filthy names. It reeked of a trailer park trash type of argument. So I really didn't dig that, and I thought it was unbecoming of Ronda, who I expect to end up in Hollywood. I really do. I think that Ronda's going to surpass any success that Gina Carano's had in Hollywood. Gina Carano's done some movies. Some hot shot movies with some big-time stars, Michael Douglas and people like that, okay? But Ronda Rousey is a bigger star than Gina Carano. She's a bigger star than anybody right now in the world of MMA. I really think so. I think she's the cross. She is the person who's going to bring women into the UFC. In other words, if you've got this big audience already and there's already enough women in the crowd, what happens when women want to see women fight? And they do. Ronda Rousey is the queen of MMA right now, no question about it. 1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Next UFC event, don't forget, January 25th on the Big Fox Network. Benson Henderson, Josh Thompson for the Interim Lightweight Championship. Tower of Power taking us a break on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Make sure you keep him. Don't let nobody take care.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Are you one of the 37 million Americans with student loan debt? If so, pay attention to this important announcement. Broadsword Student Advantage has free information on how you may be able to reduce your monthly payment, shorten your repayment term, or possibly have your remaining student loan balance completely forgiven. You heard correctly. You could potentially have your federal student loan completely forgiven, but you need to call now for free information to see if you qualify. Broadsword Student Advantage and Affordable Life Plans, a registered investment advisory firm, are working together to help you find a solution for your student loans. In one free call, you can discover how you may be able to cut your student loan payments, shorten your payment term, or have your loan forgiven. There is no cost or obligation for this money-saving information. Call now, 800-211-0448. That's 800-211-0448. Don't miss out. Call now, 800-211-0448. 800-211-0448. Or visit online at getforgiven.org.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know what? As long as she fights in 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse semen into her eyeballs.
Harmonizing with my boys from Oakland. Power of power, baby. Happy about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts this hour, of course. Each and every Saturday, we are at 11 a.m. Pacific time for an hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We cover boxing and MMA in that 1 hour. Then on Sunday, the Sunday show, which you're listening to now, the first hour we talk boxing, the second hour we talk MMA. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Coming back from the break, we heard Ronda Rousey talking about Chris Cyborg Santos saying she could shoot horse semen in both eyeballs as far as her alleged steroid use is concerned. But before Rousey gets to Chris Cyborg Santos on UFC 170. She's got a good main event going on. Undefeated Sarah McMahon, 7-0, never lost. I mean, she's a pretty good fighter, but she isn't a great fighter yet. You know, the great fighters will find out when they step up to the championship level if they're great fighters. But Ronda Rousey, she's undefeated. She's a champion. I think she's like 8-0 or 9-0 now. And Sarah McMahon hasn't fought in about almost a year, so there's a little bit of layoff time there. But she says she's fresh, she's ready, she's injury-free. She says she's ready to rock and take the title from Ronda Rousey when they clash at the Mandalay Bay Event Center in Las Vegas. It'll be February 22nd, UFC 170. The co-main event, my good buddy, Daniel Cormier, the former Strikeforce Grand Prix heavyweight champion, taking Rashad Evans at 205 pounds, Rashad being the former light heavyweight champion of the world. And Rory McDonald is also on the card against Damian Maia. Pretty good card. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Want to thank my producer, the great one, Scott Cuddy. Want to thank you, the Ring Talk family of listeners, 29-plus years now. We've been together. I thank you so much for being part of this show. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, don't forget the website, ringtalk.com.